So, Lena absolutely recognizes this guy. It's just Milo.
Oh, it's just Milo?
Wait, no, sorry, Pacifica recognizes it as Milo. Everyone else thinks, this kind of looks like that Nyx guy I met.
Kronk also knew Nyx when
Yeah, Kronk would recognize him too.
Oh, yeah, Kronk would as well.
Oh, hey.
Did he turncoat? That's so last year.
Technically, it's last arc, but that's fine.
I mean, it did happen last year.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, we've been doing this for a while, haven't we?
Yep. And he's like, you're not saying robot things.
Beep boop.
Why would I, Magicka Dispel, say robot things?
Can we convince somebody with Dark, because you invoked the name
of
your patron?
I do. Drop a name. When you use the name of your patron as a threat, I think that's pretty threatening. You may convince somebody with Dark instead of Light.
I really like that move.
Right? It's a good move.
Yeah.
That's big brain.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, I need that. I got 12!
God damn.
Okay. He's like, okay. That's still... Good to see you again, Magicka. But, what about... I'm still confused about the robots.
It's my escort!
Oh. Okay. And you did some, like... Did some rewiring and stuff so they have a sentience and stuff like that.
Yes, I can't have stupid robots following me. I'd much rather have slightly less stupid. I'm here to take the bodies. I had some experiments to run.
Nalia doesn't like when we take the bodies, though.
Yes, but Nalia's not here. Is she, big boy?
No, she is, dealing with the whole getting kicked into a wall thing.
Oh, I wish I had seen that! Anyways, I'll just be taking these.
I'm just like, you succeeded in the role, so I should let you do it, but also
it does say they'll do it until something puts them in danger or reveals your true intentions.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you can say he won't let you do that. That's legal.
Okay. I think it's like, look, I don't want to get in trouble with the boss lady.
I gotta run this up the chain. I gotta check in with my manager.
All right, you know what? Fuck this.
And let me go ask my mom.
And I'm gonna I'm gonna use another move that I have, which I got out of the apparition playbook called A Mile in Your Shoes. And I'm gonna roll with heart to try to possess him.
Milo in your shoes.
everyone's rolling so much.
I got an 8.
Because it's a one-shot, we're eager to get
so
our moves
I get
in.
To pick 1. You are in complete control.
It is an easy reroll.
Stress. I'm going to go with you are in complete control.
Okay.
So I just send out my shadow and just, like, grab hold of him, basically.
While this is happening, I'd like to roll for a quick dark link with Milo.
Because I think
out of all of them, Lestelle gets the deepest sense of, like, uncanny valley. Because she never met Milo, obviously, but, like, since Nyx, that image of Nyx is so ingrained in her head, she's like,
yeah,
it just feels off because she can see how similar they look, but, and, like, get the same vibe from them, but it's like, yeah, it's something weird. So that unnerves her. Oh, fucked up.
I'm also rolling for our dark stat. Dark one.
Is there a link for, like, being confused about someone?
Heart.
Yeah, heart. I guess I'm rolling a heart link.
I know what happens off my failure.
You... Oh, I can make a move as hard as I want, can't I?
Ooh.
You can.
We've given her power.
So, as the shadow is trying to get at Milo, we see, like... I don't know the correct term for it. Like, an absent wind or something like that. A wind that shouldn't be there blows his cloak a little bit open, and you see a heartless insignia on his chest. And you can't possess a heartless.
Fuck me.
Oh, man.
Nuts.
It would be a pretty bad idea for Kronk to throw a jar at him, right?
Yes!
Yes!
Considering that it contains somebody's heart inside it.
And he is I guess heartless. He has a heart.
It's cool. It's nobody we know.
Yeah, that's right. As a heartless, Milo has a heart, but no body.
Well, it's not that he has a heart. It's that he is a heart?
Yeah.
That's worse. In this context, that's worse.
Meanwhile, nobodies are bodies without a heart.
I forgot that's how they do that.
And that's still just... why? Why would you do this to me, Nomura?
There's a reason they call it a misnomer. It's because it came from Nomura.
It's all right,
guys,
funny.
Let's jump back into the action.
Funny.
Are we reintroducing ourselves, or are we just going?
Let's just go.
Let's just go.
All right.
Let's go.
Pacifica is using a move from the Henshin playbook made by our own Rem. Morphin time!
Oh, yeah.
The most Pacifica move there is.
But yeah, I'm gonna use Morphin Time. It changes my mastery to 0 and my light to 2.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use Playing the Hero.
Oh.
When you throw yourself recklessly into danger, roll with light. On a hit, everyone can see how much of a hero you are. Whatever links they had with you becomes light. So Pacifica is going to change, put Mabel's heart jar down, and be like, alright guys, you handle this, I'll handle the Lummix. And she's gonna try and tackle this heartless Milo she's gonna try and sort of like drag him into the stairwell.
Okay.
Quick question. What is the name of Pacifica's keyblade?
Better than you.
Perfect.
But the morphing time, just so you guys know, is her keyblade armor. Because she has already mastered
it. Oh, ooh. Okay.
Fuck yes.
Because she saw...
She's officially cooler than anyone in the main party.
She saw Asa do it, and that's all the entire thing she's been trying to do the entire summer.
All right, give me that roll.
Nice.
That's 11, baby.
Yep, that's an 11, baby. So yeah, I played the hero. Everyone is impressed. You now gain
You now gain locked, you now gain light link with me.
We all gain light link with you?
Yep.
Oh, what if we already
got to respect the
whatever
panache.
Whatever it was before, it's now light link.
Nothing has changed for me.
That actually,
I already liked Pacific.
That actually leaves me at a disadvantage because that was my one heart link, so now I can't use gear a second.
Oh, my apologies.
Oh no.
It is a locked link.
Oh, it's a locked link?
Yep, whenever someone else makes a link with you, they lock it and unlock another one of their links. They gain experience.
So I need to change my dark link with you to a light link now, right?
Yep, it's locked and you have to unlock another one of your links and gain an experience.
What?
I have to unlock my link with Asa?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You got an experience.
You can unlock your link
you still
with
have
squirrels.
A locked link.
Yeah, but I can't unlock that one. That's a required locked link for one of my moves.
That's true.
Guys, I gave you a gift. I gave you an experience. This is fine.
And I, for one, appreciate it.
So, this tiny teenager, not even a teenager, I think she's a preteen.
Yeah, she's like 12.
She runs at this, at the gigantic man that is Milo. I'm gonna say she, like, lifts him up in, like, a wrestler move. And just throws him towards the staircase.
Oh my god.
Small gang.
Alright, so Kronk's gonna set down all the hearts he was carrying and try and open one of the coffins.
Okay. The coffin opens.
Alright. Which coffin did I open? I guess I should probably have opened Mabel's coffin since we know where the heart for that is.
Yeah. Okay. You open Mabel's coffin.
We're all eating right now, aren't we?
Yep. Well, some of us are anyway.
Me and Lena, at the least.
You open Mabel's coffin, and the heart is right there where you can see it.
All right. I'm grabbing that heart.
Okay.
I'm gonna, like, I guess open the jar and just kind of hope it does its thing.
Yeah, it does its thing. You open the jar and it just woo, flies into Mabel's body. And she's like, oh my god, I told myself I'd never have that unicorn candy again.
Hey, little buddy. Unfortunately, you're kind of in danger right now. So get behind me, all right?
She's like, okay.
Well, technically speaking, we're all in danger. So we should, we should start opening these things. And Lupin finds Clarice's coffin and opens it.
Okay.
Now, which of these hearts is most likely to be... this one.
Just upends the basket on her, hoping that the right one falls on.
I was gonna say, would something bad happen if we opened these jars without their bodies being nearby? Do I have to roll to find that out?
Make a deep dive for me.
All right. Boy, I really hope I don't fail, because...
Just don't fail.
That's a 7! Which, I guess that's, like, what's the best way out of this situation? Oh, and also, what do I know about this based on my previous experience?
Okay, so the best way out of this situation is try to get the hearts and the bodies as quick as possible before the giant man comes back. And especially before he maybe brings friends.
Oh, yeah.
What you know about this based on experience is you've put hearts back in bodies before, and you know that when they're brought closer, when the disembodied hearts are brought closer to their body, they glow whiter.
All right.
Just start waving bodies over the pile of hearts like a dowsing rod.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick up and carry the body like over to the pile of hearts on the ground.
Okay. Yeah, one of them is glowing brighter than the other ones.
All right. open that jar. I carry the body, like, I hoist the body onto one arm and, like, open the jar with the other hand.
Yeah. So it's Clarice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Clarice is now living again, and she's like, oh hi, Kronk. hi, Lupin.
It's good to see you again, Clarice. I was kind of hoping it wouldn't be under such awkward circumstances.
Yeah, I feel weird.
Yeah, I imagine having your heart removed and then put back would do that.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Well, we can cover all this later.
It's a long story.
For now, rinse and repeat. Get everybody to their heart. We now proceed with the process of getting everyone to their heart.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of them, give me a push through stress light to see how well it goes. That would be you, Kronk.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. That's 2d6 plus 2. That's an 11!
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna say you just get everybody else. You get everybody, all the hearts back.
Yeah. Can I gain an advantageous position?
Sure, yeah.
How would you
like
guess
that to manifest?
I guess the way that looks is that I'm like now that the room is like now that everybody's fine, Kronk is going to like wait by the doorway with his keyblade out so he can like knock someone on the head, the first person who like enters the room, which is presumably Milo.
Yeah. Okay, Milo comes back down and just dunk.
Did you knock him out?
That would be ideal for me.
Make a strike with intent or subdue, but yeah, I will give you advantage on it because you did get an advantageous position.
Yeah, I think subdue makes the most sense. That's a plus mastery, which I actually have two of.
You have two of.
I don't need the advantage, actually, because I rolled an 11.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to de-escalate the situation, and I guess force a change of location?
Sure. Describe to me how you're going to do that.
Okay. No, okay. No, I know exactly. This might actually technically count as take something from them, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to knock them out, and then... once Milo's unconscious, I'm going to put him in one of the coffins and shut it.
Yeah, I'd say that would be more take something from them. But yeah.
Can I do something real quick as you're loading him up?
Yeah.
Lena's going to like look at him, and she's been like thinking this whole time, just kind of letting thoughts percolate. And she's going to be like, hey, so like he looks like that one person, right? Like,
but he's also not an animal now.
Does he remind anyone else of Nyx?
I was going to say he looks a lot like Milo.
So you know him?
You did also know Nyx, though.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So you know this guy?
Yeah, he's a... well, how did they put it? So, Nyx, right? He used to look like this guy, and then, something happened, and he got real sad. And now he looks like Nyx.
Okay.
But, I guess not. Because he still looks like Milo, too.
Hmm.
So...
I think we should take... you first.
No, you first.
I think we should take this guy with us. I've got a sneaking suspicion that those guys will want this guy back.
You want to kidnap Milo?
Lita's going to hold up one finger and say, counterpoint. That's a heartless, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what those are.
So Lita's gonna strike with intent. And she's going to pull out her keyblade, which looks like it's kind of made from Magicka's staff. And it's called Thieves' Fortune. And so I have this move that says Hexblade, You have a weapon that represents your bond to your patron. It deals plus one harm, and when you strike with intent, you roll with advantage.
I mean, the guy's unconscious, so you just...
Okay, great! So then I'm going to use my other move, Nimble Fingers. When you strike with intent, add take something from them to your options. And Lena's going to take Nyx's heart back.
Milo.
Milo's heart, nah, I guess, yeah.
Jesus.
Lena's going to take the heart.
Now, just to check, how's all this? You are okay with this?
Yes, Nyx ran this by me before. He did this, and it's not okay. Doing like a violence. It's not killing someone. It's just taking the heart back in heart form.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the Kingdom Hearts 1 thing where you stab the heartless and take the heart back to give back to the nobody.
Yeah. You put the heart in one of the mason jars.
Hell yeah.
Because we do have a lot of mason jars.
we freed up a couple.
We just
mason
emptied
jars.
A couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sticking a heart in a mason jar to go give back to our buddy.
Also, real quick, can I make a, I'd like to try and make a heart link would be comical, but I'm going to say a dark link with Nyx, because I haven't done that yet. Not Nyx, Milo. I'm so used to. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was weird.
I've seen Stranger.
You have?
That's a good question.
Oh yeah, don't worry about it. Now then, I've got a plan. And this time, I genuinely do have a plan.
Okay.
And so, then I pull everyone in for a huddle, and this is one of those instances where I'm going to need every other player and the GM to trust me, and if you don't, that's okay. I can run it all by you first.
I just want to say in the huddle, like, Mabel is riding Kronk's shoulders.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna roll for a light link with Mabel.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna... Honestly, with all these princesses of hearts, I think I'm gonna roll for a light link with all of them.
Okay, yeah.
Like, as a whole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can vibe with that.
Yeah, I think so. Or alternatively, I can roll heart, with a heart link for all of them, but that's not going to go great, so I'm not going to do that.
Also, I have just gained an advancement, and I've increased my light by one.
Okay. Yikes! Yikes!
You get a mastery link with them. You want to learn how to be better.
I can vibe with that.
Or maybe you want to teach them how to steal shit.
Oh, that's a good point too.
You're like, they're only getting into the tail end of the heist. They should have been here the whole time.
No, I mean they're all princesses, so naturally Lupin wants to pull the thing where he teaches them an important life lesson and then backflips out of their lives.
All right, so what's your plan?
Okay.
And then we cut to us doing the plan.
Yeah, if that's okay with everyone, do you guys trust me?
Nathan, I've never once trusted you. Let's do it.
I need explicit permission from all of you.
I'm starting to feel nervous because you keep saying that. So tell me what you're doing.
Okay. So, everybody runs in different directions, right? And Lupin makes the active effort to get to the Fiat. But nobody else is going to the Fiat, right? And then, once security has coalesced around all of you, I use Light Portal to reveal that they had been chasing dummies the whole time, and everybody was still with me.
I'd be cool with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
That's really fun, so yes.
That is way less worrying than you made it sound.
Yeah, we will go ahead and cut that out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Theo in the editing room, and the fuck we are.
I just don't like taking control away from other people, so I don't want a smash cut to saying everybody's running in different directions.
No, that's fair. That's fine.
You know how it is.
So everybody's running in different directions.
Yeah. mad chaos. Lupin may or may not have not intentionally, wink wink, tripped a couple alarms, made himself very visible. You know, just making sure as many people are as chase are scattered around this building as possible. Lena, am I going to have to push through stress to make it to the Fiat?
No, I mean, like, well, the move you're planning on using is just, you don't have to roll anything for it, so I think you can just do it.
I mean, yeah, but I still have to get to the Fiat.
Yeah, but it's right outside.
Okay. So, with that, I dash over, I leap out of the building, and I look at back at the tower that has been, you know, blaring with alarms, and then I just give a smile and a wink and a salute as just from a cloud of smoke all of our party members emerge and all of the princesses of hearts as I burn all of my links to use light portal because everybody's been here the whole time and what those people were actually chasing were a bunch of dummies that we threw together from the automaton disguises.
I so love good. It
boss as hell.
Yeah, okay, you're everybody's in the Fiat and I assume you all leave Progress City.
How does everyone fit in there?
It's a really big Fiat.
It's very cramped.
The key is to steal from as many different sources as possible, and then the Fiat makes this really like weird wheezing sound as it disappears into the sky.
God damn it.
So with that, question.
Yeah.
Do all of your characters go back to your worlds now that you've saved the people you care about? Or do you stay together as a heisting team?
No, oh,
I mean,
God.
Lena has a heart that needs to be delivered.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If Mabel wants to stick around, Pacifica will, but otherwise, she's got a twin brother to deliver her back to.
Yeah.
Realistically, this is
Mabel,
the most
Mabel wants to go home.
And, like, it wanted Lena has ever felt, so Lena's like, fuck yeah, I'm hanging out with you guys.
I'm sure Webby would want
to
stay too.
Kronk
anyway.
Is happy to be. Kronk is happy to be a part of a team where nobody's taking advantage of anyone. As far as he's aware.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Lupin is a team player.
What Vale said, if Lena went back and Webby found out that, like, Lena decided not to go on space thief adventures, Webby would be like, what the fuck, Lena?
Which does mean Webby is also gonna go on space thief adventures.
Of course, Lupin, being Lupin, plans to take all of the truly innocent princesses of hearts, which, now that I think about it, is exactly none of them. he wants to do the whole drop you off with an important life lesson thing, but he can only do it to those who are truly willing to get dropped off.
Probably Kida.
So, yeah, Kida definitely wants to be dropped off.
How do Nausicaa and Lestelle feel?
I mean, what does Nausicaa want to do?
I think Nausicaa probably does want to go back home.
Yeah, I imagine she does feel a responsibility to her world.
Yeah.
She is an extremely responsible person.
I feel
that's like, a really good movie.
I mean, I feel like Lestelle, regrettably, would want to stay to keep training. Would want to stay with the crew. She has to get stronger.
She'll be waiting for you when you get back, you know. And I promise you, you'll get back.
I wanna just acknowledge how utterly, like, the cafe main party has destroyed the world order.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
You guys have decimated it.
Look, it was dead and gone the moment Lupin the Third entered the scene.
I would say it's the moment, every moment, where somebody was like, I'm going to give somebody a Keyblade.
At least it was an accident the first time.
I actually, like, I'm like, the whole episode I've been like, who can Kronk give a Keyblade to?
Toad.
No. Toad already has a Keyblade, probably. My God, that is a sentence I just said.
Oh my god, the Keyblade is called Power Up.
That's really good. Isaiah, how are you so good at naming Keyblades? It's unfair.
It's, well, so the first thing you gotta do is play way too much Kingdom Hearts.
Alright, that's fair.
I thought you were gonna be like, alright, I'm not doing that. Okay. So Mabel and Pacifica go back to Gravity Falls. Nausicaa goes back to Valley of the Winds, but Lestelle stays. Kira is brought back to Atlantis.
Clarice heads back to the castle of Cagliostro.
And that leaves Lena, Webby, Kronk, and Lestelle and Lupin together. Still. For space heists. So I guess we could bring these guys back at some point.
I mean, at least once they have to come back. Because they...
Yeah, at least
because
once.
They have Milo's art.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
so...
An adventure is never over until it's over. And that ain't happening anytime soon.
Alright. So... We cut after everybody's been dropped off and everybody else has stayed on the ship. We cut back to the Princesses of Heart room in the spire. We see somebody walking down the stairs in a red cloak, and as the camera pans up, we see their face, and it is Nalia. And Nalia normally is a very calm person. Even at her most mad, she's mostly been, like, it's been, like, more of a disappointment than anything else. It's never been, like, outright rage. We see a cut of her, as she's looking over the completely empty room, we see a cut of her hands just shaking in anger. And then she starts to scream, and she picks up one of the coffins, throws it into another, and just... has by the end of this, she has destroyed every single one of them.
Jesus.
Somebody else comes down these stairs, and we recognize it as Yokobo. And he's like, "Look, boss, some things happened while you were healing up," and she immediately runs over to him, grabs him by the neck, and just lifts him up. Should also be worth noting, Nalia is like 9 feet tall.
Oh.
What?
Has she always been 9 feet tall?
Yeah, I mean, she's a Kingdom Hearts villain, so she's very tall.
She was 9 feet tall when I kicked her across the room?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to say Yokobo's, like, 6 feet tall. So okay. He would be tall normally, but in this specific situation, he is just... The size differential is something else. And she's like, "Look, I could have expected losing one of them, but you have lost every single Princess of Heart we had." And he's like, "Technically, I wasn't in charge of watching them," and we hear, like, the sound of her grip tightening around his throat, and he's like, okay. "It seems they also have taken Milo's heart back, which is probably not the best." And she's like, "Oh, really? You think that's not the best?" He's like, "Well, you know, there are other ways to make a Keyblade." Keyblade. And she's like, "Yeah. Well, we have the subtitle to tell us that it's the Keyblade and not the Keyblade." And she's like, "Well, the split heart isn't really an option, considering one of them is a corpse, and the other one has apparently left. Don't know where he went to. Princesses of Heart definitely aren't an option because somebody fucked it up. I guess that leaves the broken hearts." And he's like, yeah. "I mean, we've got quite a few of those already. We can do that." And she releases her grip from around his neck, and he takes a few, like, deep breaths of air, and she's like, "Yeah."
Greetings, and thank you for listening to yet another episode of Kingdom Hearts, A Forgotten Era. As always, we use the system Interstitial or Hearts Intertwined from Riley Hopkins, whom you can find on Twitter at RevRyeBread. Our fearless leader is Lena, whom you can find at IsMaguka. Our dauntless navigator is Isaiah, whom you can find at Isaiah Games, spelled I-S-I-A-H. Our resident eye candy is Rem, whom you can find at R-E-M Speedwagon, that's R-E-M as in Mary. Our big beefy muscle is Vale, whom you can find at Villain Vicencio. Our team mascot is Theo, whom you can find at Four Whole Moons, that's four as in the number spelled out, whole not half, and moons as in the ass cheeks. Our snarky hacker is Nathan, who has scrubbed his presence from the web and cannot be found no matter how much money he siphons from your bank account for Gundam models. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you enjoyed.